Okay, very good. Good evening, gentlemen. Okay, we're going to learn a little bit more about this important question of what's the halacha of a people who not full people who are slightly less affiliated, should we say, slightly less
politically challenged.
That's right. Well, that's good. We like that. Yeah. That will even go for Ofsted. Yeah. Yeah. What's that? So the shaila is how does that affect the Eruv? So we learned yesterday very, very importantly. I'm just going to go through the beginning of Siman Shin Pei Hei. I want to take my time over this because this is really important and it's so relevant in every Eruv. Every metropolitan Eruv. So we learned that Tzuki, Shin Pei Hei, Tzuki, Hoki Yisrael Mevat Lashus, Tzuki, he's like Yisrael, he's Mevat Lashus. And then we turn to page 508, Avol Eruv, Enemoyel, Kimen She Enemoyel Di Be'Eruv. So we're learning over here is that a person who does not believe in an Eruv, he will not be able to participate in the Eruv, which means somebody's, the expression of the Shulchan Aruch and the expression of the Poiskim is Enoy Moide Be'Eruv. So he does not Moide literally means
agree
to the Eruv, he cannot participate in the Eruv.
What happens if he doesn't understand it?
That will be different. If he doesn't understand it, that's okay. Not everybody has to understand. Not everybody is fortunate enough to join a Tirshu Chabura and learn the halachas properly, and therefore he may not understand.
But
it doesn't matter if he doesn't understand, but it's about believing and accepting it. Now, I would like to know what you think, because this is very widely quoted or perhaps misquoted. There are people out there who want to say, okay, that's Enomoyde Be'eruv, doesn't agree to Be'eruv. So what happens if you've got somebody who is on the other extreme of the spectrum, somebody who has got issues, serious issues with the citywide Be'eruv because of potential questions of potential questions of schiris, potential, and because of those questions that he has, and he takes them very seriously, he would never carry himself in the Eruv. Not only that he wouldn't carry, but even more than that, he doesn't accept the Eruv. He's Eino Moide Be'eruv. He doesn't agree to the Eruv because of the halachic questions which he is bothered by, and he's got serious reservations to the Eruv. So I'm not talking about those people who said Eruv is okay, but I want to be Machmir. People say, because serious reservations, so what you carry and say Eruv, that's a real question, and therefore he's an Eino Moide Be'eruv. I would like to ask, what do you think if a person is an Eino Moide Be'eruv, not because he doesn't believe in Torah Baal Peh, no, not for that, that isn't Eino Moide Be'eruv. Like, is somebody who doesn't believe in this, but in metropolitan Eruvin, it doesn't believe in it because of its halachic questions, is he also considered an Einoi Moide Be'eruv? Does not agree with that, yeah?
Same as the first case.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. So, although the reason is very different, but this it's the same. Whatever, do you agree to that? So you're saying that there's a difference. He's an Einoi Moide Be'eruv in the concept. He doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, doesn't understand that there's an Issa to carry, doesn't understand how you rectify it by having an Eruv. He doesn't believe in all that, and therefore that's where the Einoi Moide Be'eruv. However, if a person believes in it, he just feels in this particular case it's not valid, that's a different story altogether.
Yeah, but the first one you said before, he doesn't understand it, but that doesn't matter.
No understanding doesn't matter.
So in the first case,
I'd like to know a person who understands very well, and in fact understands so well that he's got issues with it. Is he considered
Eruv? The first case is a person who understands it, but an issue with this particular Eruv. What's the first case then?
No, so Rabbi Feingold said it's very different, because if a person has got an issue with a citywide Eruv, so he challenges and he questions it, but it doesn't mean that he's an Eino Moide Be'eruv. Eino Moide Be'eruv means somebody who doesn't believe in principle. In principle doesn't believe. Here, it's not that he doesn't believe in principle. Of course he believes in principle with Eruv. He just feels that a citywide Eruv is a question, and therefore he is challenged by it. He finds that challenging, yeah.
What's the problem with Eino Moide Be'eruv? Is it the fact that he's not Moide, or is it the fact that he's not Moide?
Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis.
Okay, so
Mikas tzedukim. It doesn't have to be a tzeduki. Frei gavnen similar she'enu moedim b'toyre she'bal peh. Not only if somebody doesn't believe in toyre she'bal peh. Who are then im rak enu moedim b'mitzvahs eruv. If somebody doesn't believe in the mitzvahs eruv, en yochal liten chelik b'eruv. You cannot participate in the eruv if you don't believe in it. You cannot participate in the eruv if you don't believe that this principle exists.
So
lemaisa, I'd like to say as follows, that I believe it's a misquotation. Although there has been people out there who said that somebody who is machmi in the eruv, he cannot participate in the eruv. I think it's a slight misquotation. Because I very much understand Rav Feingold's Mahalach. It's not somebody, it's not Einu Moed Be'ufit. Somebody who, if it's a very small Eruv, if you just took a couple of back gardens together, if you merge a street like this over here, then they would agree to it. They're just finding it challenging. The fact that it's in a wide city, in a metropolitan area, start making Eruv, that's not considered Einu Moed Be'uf. Of course he's agreeing to an Eruv. Of course he's Moed to an Eruv. Of course he is. But he just finds this Eruv a problem because it's too big. And it's got questions in it. So therefore, I would strongly understand and argue that it's not considered any mode of Eruv. Somebody's machmir, he's not any mode of Eruv. However, I must say that I heard that there is a minhag, that there used to be in pre-war Europe, where every city had an Eruv pretty much. Do you know that? It's not a modern invention. If you go to all the cities before the war, they had an Eruv.
Much smaller.
Much smaller, but there was an Eruv in. So it used to be that the Rav apparently would have normally, so I heard from an Altid called Moshe Weiss, the Moshe Weiss's father. He told me that in Hungary, in Europe, the minhag was, in Poland as well, and that the Rav would normally be machmir, but one Shabbos per year, very often, one Shabbos in the year, he would either take he would take a few tissues, or he would take a siddur or a machza, not a machza, he would take a siddur or another item and would walk around with it one Shabbos just to show that he's not an Eilim Moed Be'eruv. So even normally on normal weeks, he would be machmir, but make a point of once a year to carry something to show that he actually does agree and does accept the Eruv. Interestingly, if I can compare to Rabbi Lehman, he told me the other day when we went out, he said that he himself on a normal Shabbos, he doesn't carry himself on a normal Shabbos in the Eruv. But if need be, said he wasn't well a couple of years ago, and he needed a stick or something like that, then he didn't hesitate. But if there's no need whatsoever, he doesn't use the Eruv on a regular Shabbos, he wouldn't. But if there's a medical reason or obviously if he makes the Eruv, obviously he's going to rely on it. So similarly, also so that's not considered. So that's I'm pointing out that it's somebody who ensure that it's not considered the Einu Moed Be'eruv.
Somebody's machmir, and then they happen to, let's say, by mistake, carry tissue or whatever they're doing. They're not considered carrying a child.
Correct. Yeah, I think that nowadays most people are balanced enough to say and to take the opinion that of course this is an Eruv, and of course people who carry, of course it's fine, but I want to take some stringencies on myself. You know, it's always a balance of every chumra a person takes is like, well, what is the cost? I don't mean financial. What is the cost of this chumra, and how much am I prepared to give up for this chumra? So sometimes it's just too much. It's a chumrah and I can't take this chumrah on me because it's just too much involved in this. Or sometimes it's just, no, it doesn't really matter. I don't need to carry. It's not much of a chumrah. So that's why. So it's not, but that doesn't mean, so it's not considered carrying. It's just a chumrah. It's a chumrah.
In the second case, then, is it okay to Eruv or not? Then?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't believe in that particular
Yeah.
It's still valid?
Yes. Yes. I think so. I mean, one could argue, but I really believe so. Yeah, there are some people sometimes that they really feel that an Eruv is so questionable that they will consider the, you know, chumah, they'll call it mamash, that is carrying. But I think that there isn't much out of there. All the citywide Eruvim which exist, in Europe, in America, in Eretz Yisrael, they are well established, and there is Rabbonim and Dayanim and Talmidei Chachamim who approve it. To say that they don't know what they are talking about, and to say that they are a band of Amaratzim, and I'm the only one who understands, and therefore this is also to carry in it, there isn't many people out there who believe like that. It isn't. It's very interesting that Moshe Feinstein, who was one of the poskim, one of the greatest giants, Gdolei Mamash, and when he came to Irvine, he was very opinionated, and he had opinions, very solid opinions to be machme in Irvine. He didn't believe in Irvine. He didn't believe in them. He had many questions and many issues and many reasons why he didn't like citywide Irvine. In fact, many of the American towns, Mamash was approached, he was asked, and he didn't want Irvine to be made. They were made later or by others, but not by him. He didn't like Irvine in citywide areas. Interestingly, although he was very opinionated about it, and he made very, very long and detailed tshuvas why Irvine shouldn't be established, and he said that it's also and it is wrong and everything. Nevertheless, once it was established in the tshuvas, he makes a point of saying that why it's wrong, etc. But at the same time, he ensures to make a statement to clarify that they're not mechalel Shabbos if they carry there. He said he feels it's wrong, but they're not mechalel Shabbos because there is opinions to rely on. Okay. Siv Beis Kusi. A kusi is like a goy. A kusi is somebody who was from the people, from the nation called the kusiim, the gay aroyas, who famously became gayrim only because of the fear of the lions, but they weren't genuine yidden, they didn't accept Torah and mitzvahs on themselves, so they were not real gayrim. Because of that, they are considered goyim, and they therefore the only way to involve them in Eruv is by doing the schirus, renting the properties as opposed to bitul. Siv Gimel. Now that's going on to our Eruv as well. Yisrael mumah l'avodes ilelim. What happens if you've got a yid who is a mumah l'avodes kechavim, who doesn't keep Torah mitzvah so much so that he serves avodes zara, or you've got a yid who doesn't keep Shabbos. Ever met a person like that before? A yid who doesn't keep Shabbos. Pefa Hesia, openly. Please note the word Pefa Hesia, openly. Even if he only transgresses Shabbos with rabbinical Isurim and not Deiraisa, nevertheless, Harehu Ka'akum is a goy. He's like a goy for this purpose. So again, Habaisai, a yid who doesn't keep Shabbos, even if it's a Surah Rabbanon, is considered like a goy for this purpose, for this discussion. If his transgressions are only in private, not in public, even if it's a Torah transgression, is like Yisrael v'at l'shus and he came v'at l'shus. So Habaisai, we're making over here a very clear and important and essential distinction. If you've got a yid who doesn't keep Shabbos, does he do it in private or in public, when he does Chil Shabbos? If he only does Chil Shabbos in private, you know what? He watches, he switches light on and off, he will do all that kind of thing, but it's behind closed door. He will not do any of that in public, so he will not take the car out to shul. He will not go to work, but he will switch the lights on and off in his house. A person like that, since it's in private, is considered a yid, and that's fine, he's included in the Erev like everybody else. However, if you're talking about somebody who's Mechal Shabbos v'Fahesia, if he's a person that does Chil Shabbos openly, in public, and even if it's just the Drabonon, but he does it in public, his din is, he's like a goy. It's quite a statement to make, no? The difference is in public or in private. If that's the case, then it only Mishnah Berurah explains. In Sifkoten Hay. Hariu ka'akum roitzelom elin zeh she'einoy moil shul bitl rishus Bittul Shus does not work. Elo Dafka, only Schirus. The only way to participate in the Eruv is through Schirus. So in other words, if there's Mechal Shabbos in an Eruv, they cannot do Bittul Shus. The only way to include him is through Schirus. Now the question over here that can be asked, Schirus is like a goy, yeah. Yeah. Now the question is, no, Schirus really... It will not work for Yid, generally. But over here, there's an exception. Is it categorized as a goy? Yeah. What happens if you've got a schir lekito? Does schir lekito of a mumah work? We spoke about schir lekito. Schir lekito is the representative. Well, so Akam, so should work for Yid as well. Who doesn't keep it? Right. Very good. That's what the Chaznish writes. Most of the Chaznish writes like that. But yes, schir lekito works. Otherwise, would be really stuck. Otherwise, it would be like an edge of eruv. If you've got people who don't keep Shabbos, so they have to do schirus. How do we do schirus? So schirus lekitoy, police, fire, brigade, all the queens representing, what was his name? The Lord, was queen's representative, what was that called? Do you remember what he said? No, it wasn't the mayor.
Lord Lieutenant.
Yeah, Lieutenant something, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so that's right, Lieutenant. So if you do, so he's a schir lekito, it will work over Yisrael, doesn't keep Torah as well. Now, is there something about Dafka not keeping Shabbos? What happens if he does keep Shabbos, but he doesn't keep Shatnas? He doesn't keep, You know what? He shaves his beard with a razor. What will be then? Will you also say then that he's a muma or not? What will you say then? Look at the words from Chonoch. We said that we categorize Yid. If he is Michal Shabbos, then he's considered like a goy. What if he's not Michal Shabbos, but he doesn't keep other Shabbos? He does keep actually. Actually, Shabbos he does keep, but he uses a razor. Public, let's say. Because if it's private, you're right. If it's private, then he's anyway like a Yid, like for Shabbos.
He keeps Shabbos, but eats tefer during the week.
Very good example. He does keep Shabbos, but eats tefer. Proper tefer. Public. Public. If because we are talking about Eruvin, that's Hilcha Shabbos, and therefore it would be okay. The Mishnah says, Sifkot and Dalet, that's the first wide line. Oylechal Shabbos Faesia, the oven's a chomuk mo'evit kechovim. Because keeping Shabbos is as important. Somebody doesn't keep Shabbos as if he would serve idols. Shenaseb is a mumla kol ha'Torah because he's considered like mumla kol ha'Torah. However, the poskim say it's not just Shabbos, other Yisurim will be included as well. So, Aloch Lemaisa, if he uses a razor, if he eats tefer, will be also categorized like a goy if it's in public. One question which the poskim discuss: what happens if a person doesn't keep Shabbos simply because he doesn't know better? It's not. It doesn't come from hatred or from. It just it was never taught anything better. He never knew any better. He's not a muma. Yeah, that's the famous phrase that Chaznish says. Somebody who's a tinoch shenishba, somebody who doesn't really know any better, was never brought up, was never educated in a positive way, in a Yiddish way, was never exposed to true chinuch, to true Torah mitzvahs, is considered a tinoch shenishba. Famously, the Chaznish paskins, a person like that is not considered a muma lekol ha'Torah, even if he is mechal Shabbos in public. So that's the tinoch shenishba, and he will not be considered chilul Shabbos. And that I suppose brings us to many people out there nowadays who don't keep Shabbos. It hits me sometimes. I don't even far from one of the big shuls and it's on Shabbos sometimes they go to shul and they drive. It's still they just don't understand. It would be much better off to stay at home. Much better off to stay at home. Much better off to tend to drive a car to. It's just a genuine lack of understanding. I'm sure that if somebody would take that time and explain it to them and go through properly in a positive, constructive way, I'm sure a lot of them would refrain. But it's about, I suppose, building that relationship and rapport with them. But that would be considered tinek shenishba. They wouldn't break the eruv. So says the Chazon Ish. Okay, fine. We shall continue with Hashem next week with Seif Dalet. I wish you a very good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Do you agree that most of them is because